It is happening right now. Thank you. Okay, everyone. Good evening, Southern Oregon GMRS radio operators. This is WRKV487. My name is Kimber, and I'm your net control station for the Southern Oregon Amron Net. We thank you for being part of this net. You guys are awesome. We meet every Sunday at 7 p.m. on this repeater system. You may find all repeater information, codes of conduct, licensing information, local emergency news, and more at OregonGMRS.org. Although we prefer for you to test your equipment and skills by checking into this net in person, you may check in online at soamron.com. That is soamron.com. At any time, including now, we will confirm your check-ins at the end of this net. If you do check in online, we're not going to call you for roll call, but we will confirm you at the end. This is a directed net, so please hold any traffic until I, the net control station, calls for it. However, any emergency traffic may break in at any time by saying emergency, break, break, break. Is there any emergency or priority traffic at this time? Please come now. Hearing none, there is no particular discussion set for tonight, but we will stand by for any questions you may have or want to discuss. That is always welcome. If you have any questions for the GMRS and Amron big guys who have a lot of information to share with you, you may email them at the following. Once again, for GMRS and repeater information and general radio questions, go to OregonGMRS.org and click on the Contact tab. Email the repeater owners directly there. For Amron questions that are not answered on the websites, you may email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Break. This is week 185 of the Amron Net. Amron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of disasters and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in this net. I spell Amron phonetically, Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November. There's two R's in there. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon to be able to have and share information during a disaster or extended power and or communications outage. To further that goal, it's also important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the grid goes down and radio may be the only form of communication you have. You should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. So I encourage you to stay tuned for the intelligence brief after roll call and then switch channels on your radio and participate in using your Channel 3 at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. You can visit www.amron.com to download the latest Amron signals operating instructions, see the Beacon newsletter, and more. Also, be sure to visit our local Amron webpage at soamron.com, as mentioned before, for radio recommendations, instructional documents, videos, and a whole lot more. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a license to feel free to talk, including children. So remember, it's not ham radio. We're keeping it simple. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Also remember to announce your entire call sign at the end of your transmission and every 15 minutes when using this repeater system. The current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins before the net are between 6 6:15 to 6:45 p.m. with Roger, Rascal, Dewey, Day 427, and Selma Snowman, and that's in the Josephine and Jackson County areas. The Illinois Valley, Amron Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of this net. Take note of who you hear and communicate with them. Practice makes perfect. We are currently working towards the goal of each community having the abilities to conduct an Amron net, both on their local GMRS repeater and on Channel 3 in their area in case the grid goes down and repeaters are unlinked. If anyone is interested in being an Amron operator and learning how simple it is to run a net for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com and we'll help you out. The dad joke of the week is, if I had to rate our solar system, I'd give it 1 star. I have to thank my friend for the suggestion of adding dad jokes. So, okay, forward we go. The order of the net is as follows. First, I'm going to take announcements, then we'll do check-ins, and then I'll get online check-in confirmations from Ron 330, and then late check-ins and visitors. Then I'll do the Amron Intelligence Brief and the Channel 3 Project, followed by the discussion, and then the net will close. Moving to announcements, I'm going to take ladies first, please. Karen 359, are you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Hey, Karen, I copy loud and clear. Go ahead.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there, listening out there, to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359, Karen. Back to net control.
Hey, Karen. Thank you very much. I appreciate your message. Next, we have Craig 605 out in Illinois Valley. Are you there?
WRPJ 605, Craig in Illinois Valley, and I copy you loud and clear. How do you copy?
I also copy loud and very clear. Thanks, Craig. Go ahead with your message.
Connecting the community one radio at a time, IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, provides community education, activities, and technical assistance. We have a meeting every second Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. Three nets every Monday night at 7 p.m. GMSR 462-600, PL 141.3. Then we have an Amron GMRS 3 project and an Amron MERS 3 project. Thank you. You can get a hold of us. IVARC.org is the website. IVARC.org at proton.me is their email, and IVARC on Facebook. Thank you all. Have a nice evening.
Thank you, Craig. I really appreciate that. Once again, this is a directed net, so if you are doing radio checks or have further traffic, please do so after or before the net. Thank you. Moving forward, Dewey 605, are you there for Jackson County?
It's Whiskey Romeo, November, Mike 427. Dave, I did the check-in for CB tonight. We had 11 check-ins. Then we're going to move into, after this, we're going to move into Ham, MERS, and Fur.
Copy that. Thank you so much. We have 11 check-ins for Jackson County CB Channel 3. Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Please come now.
KJ7, WRX 583.
Go ahead. Is that you, Gina?
Yes, it is. Got the ham one. Call sign first. Sorry about that. The ham radio here in Klamath Falls is going to have their monthly meeting at the building behind the First Federal Bank on South 6th Street. And I think it's Washington Federal Bank. Off of South 6th Street, there's a building behind there. We meet at 6 o'clock if somebody wants for extra training, and at 6:30 the meeting starts, and anybody is welcome.
I'll copy that, Gina. And is there a website for your ham radio club?
I am not sure that we have one that's active yet.
Okay, got you there. So there is a Klamath Falls Ham Radio Club meeting at 6 p.m. And once again, what was the day on that?
It's Wednesday, coming behind the Washington Federal Building off of South 6th Street.
Okay, copy that. Thank you. This coming Wednesday, 6 p.m. in Klamath Falls. And for all of you interested who have your GMRS license and are also interested in ham, that's an awesome thing to do. You don't have to, but if you want to, there are many clubs around every area. Okay, other announcements, please come now.
WYRD 295.
Hey, 295, go ahead with your announcement.
Yes, you can check out the Care Ham Radio Club's website at carehamradio.com. Our normal warm-up, the second Wednesday of the month, it's at the Mexican restaurant on North Riverside. I forget the name of it right now, but you can check it out on the website. We're going to start a new class, but we don't have too many people signed up yet. If you're interested, go to carehamradio.com and go to classes, lessons, and there is a form there you can fill out if you're interested in learning about ham radio. We put on a class for both tech and general simultaneously. We try to teach people more than just what it takes to get your license. We try to give you the information you need to be successful. Anyway, WYRD.
Thank you. I heard your message, 295, and we're having some sort of strange thing going on with the Phoenix repeater at the same time, but we did hear you loud and clear, just a little echo here and there. Are there any other announcements or anybody from the SOARC Club, Radio Club,